yes and no, sympathy and antipathy, love, E, hope, U, and AH, reverence. So you see, there's always a combination with a sort of a combination of a wow gesture or movement with a soul quality. The first exercise, yes and no, which one thinks could be done in the head, is logically done in your rhythm with the feet. Stand upright, just feel your body. Make yourself clear, that's my right foot, that's my left foot. And please start with the left leg. And make with the left leg a big circle forward and place it in front of you. That's the gesture of yes. Then come back. Stand still. Take your right leg and make half a circle to the back. Place it. No. Come back to the center with a straight line. Yes, half a circle with the left leg. Place it, be in front. Straight line back. Right leg, half a circle towards the back. No. One more time. Left leg. Yes. And no. The second exercise of this series is sympathy and antipathy. Just feel from your heart down into your legs. Your left leg just stays as it is, and the right leg, and it's important, that's the right leg, please. The right leg and the foot slowly move forward, and you feel it with your heart, sympathy. You let it be in front for a short time, and then you return to the center, stand upright. And again, the right leg moves backwards. When we do antipathy, you withdraw the right leg towards the back. Maybe you even stretch it a bit, become upright. Antipathy. And return to the center. One more time, sympathy. You feel down to your legs, your heart connects with the movement. Sympathy. You come back to the center, towards the back. Antipathy. And you stretch. And back to the center. And if your hips already start to hurt, just don't join us now, because later on we are going to use a chair to support us. And those who still feel well, do it a third time with me. Always with the right leg, sympathy, return, antipathy. The third exercise is called love and E. In German language, one says E, you say E for this letter. And it begins in the heart and you feel towards the periphery. Oh. And you try to experience love in your heart and you let it stream forward. And maybe even the arms follow a bit. Love. And then you realize that in a way you also have to protect yourself, and you make the gesture of protection in front of you. E. And then you let go. A second time. Use your heart to feel the love it's contained in it. Let it flow forward. Love. Let go. Find yourself in the gesture of protection. E. And maybe start directly from here. Love. And E. And feel yourself protected behind this gesture and safe. The fourth exercise is called Hope U. You begin with your hands in front of your center. You stream down to the floor. Connect with the earth. You form a sort of bowl with your arms. Feel the back, all the forces behind. Feel the light in the space. After a while, you let your arms go. They rise nearly by themselves. And up there, you slowly turn your hands that the backs of the hands touch each other. And then you bring them down slowly, slowly. And you end down with your hands, and your chest feels wide and big, despite of the small arms. And when you let go, you can feel the power of your breath. We do it second time. We go down, connect with the earth. We form this bowl using the forces of the earth. Feel the light behind us. Let the arms go. Let the back of the hands meet. And lead the straight arms slowly downwards. And your feeling in your chest stays big, wide, and healthy. The last of the five exercises we call A-H, reverence. So the A gesture in your rhythm is that you open your arms and you reach out far in the surroundings. You pull your hands a little bit, your shoulders a little bit back to create an in-streaming quality. And this quality stays when you do the H. You just lift your shoulders, let your feelings and your arms rise. You feel this greatness around you, and when you let your arms sink, you stay as big as you have just felt. Let your breath react. If you repeat it a second time, reach out far into the surroundings. Pull a little bit back into enter the receptive mode. Use your collarbones and shoulder blades for the ha. Let go towards what's above you. Receive the answer, let go, but stay as big as you've just felt. We do the second time. A, R, ha. Let your breath react, and already now sit down for a short moment just to give your body a chance to react and tell you if what it does to him, if he likes it, what's going to happen. The general feeling is, do I feel, question is, what do I feel in my body? Where do I feel warmth, cold, tension, or widening? Which part is dominating? Does my head feel big or small? Do I more feel my chest or more my stomach? Do I feel pain or do I feel well in general? Things like that, simple things. It's just about the attitude that you look into yourself and the body can feel perceived.